WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Humorist Alice Kahn joins us today with some reflections on a recent change in her life and the highs and lows that have followed.
Am I in paradise yet? I just moved from the block in Berkeley, California, where I've lived for 20 years, to another house 3 miles away. 20 years in boxes. Was it a midlife crisis or a good idea? In the middle of packing box number 30, my daughter Hannah asks, "Tell me again why we're doing this, Mommy?" It seemed like a good idea at the time. The new house is bigger in a quieter place, far from the store, the traffic, far from everything except nature. You know, deer, raccoons, skunks, owls, enormous redwood trees. As soon as we bring our belongings to the new house, one neighbor arrives to tell us which tree to remove. Another handsome couple politely ask if their nude sunbathing will bother our children. Out back, we hear a distant guitar. A man is doing nude Tai Chi as his girlfriend plays Guantanamera. Welcome to California. We're drained. We've run the gauntlet of real estate torture. We've been buyers and sellers. We've visited title companies and loan officers and placed our initials next to an endless line of X's which stand for, "Okay, take all my money." We've moved up, and we ought to be in homeowner heaven. Yet everyone who checks the place out has an idea on how to make it better. We could paint the kitchen. We could refinish the floors. We could landscape the yard. One landscaper told me it's the worst yard he's ever seen, and he wouldn't touch it for less than $25,000. We could get rugs. We could get rattan furniture. We could get a microwave. We should get a new roof. Only problem is we just spent our wad and quadrupled our mortgage payments. Hannah asks, "When are we going to our real house?" I know what she means. Every night I wake up at 3 a.m. and think, "This is a very nice place, but it's time to go home." We did it for the children. No, we did it to get away from the children. We've got teenagers coming. We've got to take cover. The house has what they call in real estate speak, good separation. We did it because the trouble with staying in one place too long is that you notice all the changes and they piss you off. More traffic, more cars. We moved to get a parking place. I thought I would die in the old house. It was the first single-family house I ever lived in. It was the American dream, to live in a place with an upstairs and a downstairs and a yard and the oak hall tree that we found and refinished and mounted. The new owner came in with her personal carpenter and looked at our hall tree and said, "We'll yank that out first thing." Then she'll go over the walls with a blowtorch and really fix the place up. Now I know why God invented real estate people, to keep buyers and sellers apart. I think of my late mother making the steerage journey from Suwalk, Poland to America, America. Now I come by Datsun wagon to the hills of California, only to suffer nature shock. It's too pretty around here. We moved to be good Americans. We did it because it's our God-given duty to acquire more debt. We did it because the average American moves 11 times in a lifetime. I've moved 9. That gives me 2 more turns before I head up to that mansion in the sky.
Alice Kahn is a columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Her latest book is a collection of memoirs and essays titled My Life as a Gal. She spoke to us from Pacifica Station KPFA in Berkeley.